ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट 1। सूत उवाच ततः परीक्षित द्विजवर्य शिक्षा मही महाभागवतः साससहा यता हि सूत्यम् अभिजात कोविदाः समादिशन् विप्रमहद्गुणस्तथा। सूतवाच ततः परीक्षित द्विजवर्य शिक्षया मही महाभागवतः साशसः यता हि सूत्यम् अभिजात कोविदाः समादिशन् विप्रमहद्गुणस्तथा। Vaishnavis, Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation: Suta Goswami said, O learned Brahmanas, Maharaja Parikshit then began to rule over the world as a great devotee of the Lord under the instructions of the best of the twice-born Brahmanas. He ruled by those great qualities which were foretold by expert astrologers at the time of his birth. Purport: At the time of Maharaja Parikshit's birth, the expert astrologer Brahmanas foretold some of his qualities. Maharaj Parikshit developed all those qualities being a great devotee of the Lord. The real qualification is to become a devotee of the Lord, and gradually all the good qualities worthy of possession develop. Maharaja Parikshit was a Mahabhagavata, or a first-class devotee who was not only well-versed in the science of devotion but also able to convert others to become devotees by his transcendental instructions. Maharaj Parikshit was therefore a devotee of the first order, and thus he used to consult great sages and learned brahmanas who could advise him by the shastras how to execute the state administration. Such great kings were more responsible than modern elected executive heads because they obliged the great authorities by following their instructions left in the Vedic literatures. There was no need for impractical fools to enact daily a new legislative bill and to conveniently alter it again and again to serve some purpose. The rules and regulations were already set forth by great sages like Manu, Yajnavalkya, Parashara and other liberated sages, and the enactments were all suitable for all ages in all places. Therefore, the rules and regulations were standard and without flaw or defect. Kings like Maharaj Parikshit had their council of advisors, and all the members of that council were either great sages or brahmanas of the first order. They did not accept any salary, nor had they any necessity for such salaries. The state would get the best advice without expenditure. They were themselves samadarshi, equal to everyone, both man and animal. They would not advise the king to give protection to man and instruct him to kill the poor animals. Such council members were not fools or representatives to compose a fool's paradise. They were all self-realized souls, and they knew perfectly well how all living beings in this state would be happy, both in this life and in the next. They were not concerned with the hedonistic philosophy of eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. They were philosophers in the real sense, and they knew well what is the mission of human life. Under all these obligations, the advisory council of the king would give correct directions, and the king or executive head, being himself a qualified devotee of the Lord, would scrutinizingly follow them for the welfare of the state. The state in the days of Maharaj Yudhishthira or Maharaj Parikshit was a welfare state in the real sense of the term, because no one was unhappy in the state, be he man or animal. Maharaj Parikshit was an ideal king for a welfare state of the world. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. I have the unique awkward responsibility of speaking in front of many senior devotees, my preceptors, and I seek their blessings. Today I've been asked to speak a little bit on the occasion of the ILS in terms of leadership. So I just at random picked up this shloka. It seemed a little interesting, the purport. Parikshit Maharaj here is ruling, and subsequently he accosts directly and encounters Kali, and he's in such a amazingly powerful position that he pulls his sword out and he tells Kali, I'll kill you. And Kali knew he meant it. You can just imagine the power of Parikshit Maharaj, that he could keep Kali at bay And he gave him residence, being a benevolent noble king, gave him a place to stay to. Keep such a powerful enemy within your residence under control. So he was very powerful. And here, glory of Parikshit Maharaj, how he ruled and what were his qualities is given. And Prabhupada is mentioning here that the first and foremost thing is to be a devotee. Leader, ruler, means he must first of all be a devotee and other things follow. Good qualities follow a devotee. Yes, yasva bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarveir gunais tatra samasate suraha harav abhaktasya kuto mahatguna manorathe nasati dhavato bahi. One who is a devotee of the Lord, all good qualities automatically follow him. So that's the first and foremost thing. If you want to be a leader, then you must be a fixed devotee. That was the criterion. I don't think modern leaders ever bother even to a little bit to have anything to do with even spirituality, what to speak of being a devotee. Leading somebody, we can understand from this purport, leading means you must know you have a destination. Lead where? Where do you lead people to? So in the modern world, like Prabhupada is mentioning here, people lead others into sense gratification, into greater sense gratification. They themselves occupy positions for the sake of sense gratification. Because those people who vote them into power are also people who desire and seek sense gratification. So they elect somebody who can give them sense gratification. And therefore all leaders have an agenda. And it's the same agenda that their followers also have. That's why they fight among themselves. Yesterday we heard from Krishna Kshetra Swami how animosity is prevalent in people in this world because of them being under the illusory power and seeking gratification. So, leading people into sense gratification is one thing. And here Parikshit Maharaj is described as a person who leads people to Krishna, to pure devotion to Krishna. This does not mean that he doesn't look after their sense gratification. He also provides for their gratification and leads them to Krishna. This is ultimate leader. But in the world we have leaders who actually lead people. Where? Nobody really knows. All they know is immediate sense gratification. And there are so many leaders in history. Some of them are glorified as great leaders. All of them lead people. Hiranyakashipu led people, Duryodhana led people, the Pied Piper of Hamelin led kids. Everybody is leading somebody somewhere. But where? Duryodhana also led people. In fact, in the Mahabharata, it says that when Duryodhana ruled after sending the Pandavas to the forest, he brought the citizens to be happy. He ruled well. But Duryodhana himself, he was struggling inside himself. Because he was pinpointed, focused on gratification. And he was extremely envious of the Pandavas. He knew they were genuine leaders. And he sent them off. So Duryodhana himself confessed that I know what is wrong. You see, Janami me dharmam nacha pravriti. I know what is right. But I'm not able to do it. Janami adharmam nachame nivriti. I don't know. I know what is wrong and I'm not able to stop myself from doing it. I know what is right and I cannot do it. I know what is wrong and I cannot stop myself from doing it. Kenapi devena hite sthitena. Some powerful force above me. Yata niyodasmi. Tatakaromi. what that powerful force forces me to do, I do. And it turns out to be wrong. And I know it is wrong. And I have this battle inside me. This is one of Duryodhana's deep internal realizations. So what I speak of leaders of the world, every one of them have got their sense gratification in the center, in focus. And it is very difficult for them to care for people, to lead people to Krishna consciousness. Leading people to Krishna is not an easy job. Looking after their material gratification, their material requirements, and directing them to something higher is not at all an easy thing to do. But Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, like mentioned here about Parikshit Maharaj, they were expert in leading people to Krishna, to pure bhakti, with the hybrid whole system of catering to their sense gratification and leading them to renounce it and get Krishna bhakti. So it's very challenging. Prabhupada accomplished an amazingly challenging task. Not only did he provide solutions in the material world to people, he also gave them the higher pleasure of Krishna consciousness. So that is the meaning of a real leader. It's not that he keeps completely material sense gratification away and sticks only to pure devotion to Krishna. He is challenged with leading people who are completely dedicated to sense gratification. They want only sense gratification. You can't speak to them anything else. Socrates, you know, the Delphic oracle told him, "Know thyself." And when the oracle was asked who is the most intelligent person, said Socrates. And so Socrates, he was into questioning and finding the truth. And he knew that he had to question and find out the truth about himself. So he got very excited and he kept asking questions and he realized a lot of things and he started talking to people about it. He would come to the marketplace and talk about it. And as soon as people would come, hear him for 1 minute, 2 minutes, and they walk away. They were not interested in hearing. And Socrates tried to do this again and again and it didn't happen. So one fine day in the marketplace, he turned a box upside down, stood on top of it and spoke about the tale of a businessman. He spoke about a person in that marketplace who started a new business, who wanted a new business, and he wanted to invest, and he brought some goods, and he said, "I won't sell it here. I will sell it in another place across the hill. I'll make more profit." So he tied up with another businessman who had a donkey, and he said, "I'll rent your donkey." And he placed his goods on top of the donkey. And then he said, "I'll give you rent for it. And in this way, I'll have company with you and we'll cross the hill, we'll go to the other side." So this tale was being related by Socrates and people gathered. More and more people gathered. And then they went, they climbed the hill, and halfway up the hill, he was extremely tired and it was super hot. Socrates said and looked at everybody and they were all looking and more people were joining up. And then this businessman asked of the owner of the donkey, "So can we rest?" He said, "Where shall we rest? There's no place to rest." Then he said, "No, I can rest on the shadow of the donkey." Then the other guy said that, "No, you gave me money only for the donkey, not for the shadow." And then say the people, more and more people gathered. And then he said, "No, if you want to sleep on the shadow, you have to buy the donkey from me. And then the shadow is also yours." And people became very interested. And immediately Socrates got off the platform and walked away. And all the crowd went behind Socrates and said, "Why don't you finish the story? What happened? Finish the story." And Socrates says, "No, I won't." And the people walked behind him, "Please tell us the story. What happened to that? Was he successful?" And Socrates turned around and said, "You fools, when I speak to you about how to know about yourself, you don't listen to me. When I speak to you about some worked up, you know, crafted fable that I made myself up, and you listen to me so interestingly." So people are, Socrates said that you people are very interested in listening to all these things, which are so mundane and material. You don't listen to anything about yourself. Nate vidhu swartha gatim hi vishnum. Durashaya ye bahirattamanina.
People are completely absorbed in things of the outside world, bahirartha, and they don't know what is good for them. So it's easy to cater to people in the material world for their sense gratification and lead them astray. You can be a popular leader and people praise each other. The Bhagavatam says the leaders of this material world, they actually lead people astray and they occupy these positions by vox populi, popular vote, like Prabhupada says here. And they take those positions and they sit there and gratify each other. They don't care to hoot for the citizens. You see? And they admire each other, give each other noble prizes, give each other other types of prizes for all ignoble deeds. Utsrahamsa vivaheshu gitam gayanti gardaba. The camel and the donkey got married. It's a Panchatantra tale. The camel and the donkey got married. You know, it's an amazing couple. The camel was praised by the donkey. Utsrahamsa vivaheshu gitam gayanti gardaba. Parasparam prasham shanti. Parasparam, between themselves they glorified each other. Aho rupam. The donkey said, what a wonderful form you have got. The tall neck and a face that has been run over by a 10-ton truck. Flat. And the donkey and the camel immediately said, aho dhvani, what a wonderful voice you've got. Panchatantra tale. So each other praising each other for stupid things that they possess. Aho rupam, aho dhvani. So Prabhupada is saying it's creating a fool's paradise with fools elected into posts, you know, glorifying each other. But a devotee only can be a leader. That's what is mentioned here. Only a devotee can be a leader. Only he understands what is needed for the people, how they can become happy. What is their real need? So he can lead them. Andha yatandir upaniyamanaha. Blind leaders cannot lead. It's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada, he did an amazing thing. He wanted to lead the whole world. It's no ordinary task. His program, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is meant to produce leaders for the whole world. That's why it's called Prabhupada. Meant to produce leaders for the whole world. We have a very daunting task. We're charged with a great responsibility for leading the whole world. We may be sitting in a small place in Mayapur, and we are a small group of people compared to the whole population of the world, compared to the other religious populations or other types of groups or the whole world. But we are planning, according to Prabhupada's instructions, to train ourselves to actually lead the world. Each one of us. Amar ajnay guru hoy tarei desh. It's the order of Lord Chaitanya that you become a leader. You lead people and liberate them. You have to be liberated to do it. And so we have to be leaders of ourselves. We have to be fixed in Krishna. We have to be doing sadhana nicely. We have to be chanting our rounds properly, attending Mangala Arati, reading Prabhupada's books thoroughly, engaging in devotional service as per the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, following his instructions, and you can make yourself a leader. It's actually, Prabhupada said, not very difficult, but it seems very difficult. But this is our job, this is our mandate, this is what we are supposed to do. It's not that we should think that Prabhupada was able to do that. He was a pure devotee of the Lord. He was empowered by Krishna, by Lord Chaitanya, and only he could do it. But Prabhupada worked very hard. He may have been empowered, but it's not that he was sitting and twiddling his thumbs, spending time meditating somewhere by the seaside. He was working very hard. He was attempting again and again to establish preaching, to establish a movement. He was trying in so many places. He had so many failures. So many things happened in his life which were not the least bit encouraging. But he kept going on performing. In a beautiful conversation with his god brother OBL Kapoor, I like this pastime of Prabhupada very much. That Prabhupada was Abhay Babu doing his pharmaceutical business, and OBL Kapoor would come. He was doing his studies and he was doing his PhD, and I know that he was writing for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was a very prolific writer, author, scholar, and he was studying, I think he was doing his PhD, and he would visit Prabhupada, and they were both god brothers. And Prabhupada told him one day that I have a medicine that is good for studies. I've made a medicine and I want you to try it out since you're going to write the exam. And he gave it to Prabhupada, gave it to Kapoor, and Kapoor said, I'll be very happy to try it out, anything from you. And he took the medicine and then went and did his exams, everything, and later came and met Prabhupada and told Abhay Babu, that medicine is a success, it works, I did very good. And then Prabhupada said, oh, then I'll market it and give it to students and they will study well. And then Kapoor asked him, why don't you give me that other medicine you have, that secret medicine you have? Prabhupada said, what medicine I have? Then he said, that medicine you have by which you are such a wonderful Vaishnava, that medicine by which you preach so wonderfully, you conduct yourself so nicely, I want that medicine. Then Prabhupada, in his own joking mood, he said, that formula is still being made. I'll give it to you in due course. So Kapoor came again after some time and told Prabhupada, what about that medicine? Can you give it to me? I said, it's not ready yet, but the formula is ready, he said. I said, if you don't mind, can you give me the formula? I promise you, I won't, replicate it. I won't, produce any medicines and sell it. I won't be a competitor. Prabhupada said, that's easy. Everybody knows the formula. The formula is Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarori Vasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is what I found the formula to be. And using this formula, I will one day preach all over the world and I will accomplish the desires of my guru. This was the mood of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the greatest leader of all times. He was very humble, very humble. Although he knew he is that person empowered to do it. He is that person who would bring the holy name all over the world and establish this International Society for Krishna Consciousness and be instrument in preaching the words and instructions of the great acharyas coming from Lord Chaitanya. He knew that. And he promised us the spiritual world. Very lofty, amazing ideal. It was no ordinary thing that he was promised. Not some cheap sense gratification like the leaders of this world. Prabhupada was promising the spiritual world. And it's difficult for most people to even believe in the spiritual world, what to speak of in spirituality, what even to speak about myself as a spirit soul. In a conversation, Prabhupada with his disciples is walking, and in the early days, some of them have visited some other Swamiji and heard from him. And they report that very naively to Prabhupada. Yesterday we went to the so-and-so lecture of so-and-so Swamiji. And Prabhupada doesn't say anything for some time, and then he says, so what does he say? And then they said that he spoke about the spiritual world. And then Prabhupada kept quiet for some time and said, what do you think about it? And the disciple said, not very convincing, Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada turned around and said, that is because he doesn't believe in the spiritual world. And these disciples, they became convinced inside that yes, that guy doesn't believe in the spiritual world. That's why although he spoke about it, we are not convinced about it. But Prabhupada is telling every time, everywhere, in every lecture of his, in this way, go back to Godhead. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will take you back to Godhead. In this way, if you chant Hare Krishna, you can go back to Godhead. He's promising that he will take you back to Godhead, and he describes the whole spiritual world. It is not a fantastic, you know, phantasmagorial stuff. It's real. It's real. And we believe in it. And Prabhupada says he can deliver it to us. He can take us out of this material world. And this is no ordinary task. To send people back to Godhead. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to send the whole world back to Godhead. It's no easy task. And we are all charged with that responsibility. We have the great opportunity to take part in it. You see? And Prabhupada has promised that to anybody who follows his instructions. And we shouldn't doubt that. In a beautiful pastime of Ramanujacharya, he is describing the pastime of Vibhishana coming and surrendering to Lord Ramachandra, is suspended in the sky by his mystical powers with all his other mates. And he is telling Ramachandra, I am surrendering to you. And Ramachandra, he is not giving immediately an answer and say, welcome. He is consulting Angada, Neela, Sugriva, Hanuman, and each one of them. What do you think about it? And each one of them is giving his opinion. So Ramanujacharya is describing this. And at that time, one of his chief disciples, he got up feeling frustrated, dusted his backside. He murmured right from in front of Ramanujacharya, who was speaking a little bit, murmured and said, there is no hope. And he was trying to walk away. And Ramanujacharya asked him, where are you going? In between his talks, said, where are you going? He said, here is Vibhishana standing. He's given up everything. He's taken a big risk. Gave up his treasury. Gave up his position. You know, became hostile to Ravana. Gave up the kingdom. Gave up sense gratification. Gave up his relatives. Everything. And he stands here. And the Lord is deciding whether to accept him or not. I can't take that. If he's really... Then Ramanujacharya answered him, No, you don't understand it properly. That is the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Ramachandra. He has to do that in his situation. But I don't have to consult anybody. I can take you back to Godhead. This is what Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has actually proposed, though he is not directly, and sometimes he has directly mentioned it. Very lofty. It's very lofty ideal. And he's just given it like that. Simply chant. And it repeatedly in all his instructions, he keeps saying, just chant Hare Krishna. Just follow my instructions. Just read my books. Just come for Mangalarati. Be in the association of devotees. It works for anybody. No pre-qualifications required. Nothing required of you. So, we have this opportunity to become a leader easily by strictly following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and being instrumental in bringing Krishna consciousness to people all over the world. Om Tat Sat is 8:45. I'll stop here. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki. I don't know whether there's time for questions. I'm sorry, I just went a little. If you wanted, I can take one question if anybody has a question or a comment. Yeah.
As you spoke about how the leaders, they provide a sense gratification and also elevate people spiritually. Could you kindly explain briefly, or not briefly, depending on the time allowance, that how our leaders in ISKCON today can utilize the process of Varnashram Dharma in order to provide sense gratification to the people according to their needs, as well as to elevate them spiritually?
That's a huge topic. That's not just a small innocent question. That needs a whole seminar. It should be put up in the ILS. Anyway, to give you briefly, the very meaning of the word varnashrama means a hybrid of both material life, cautious, calculated material life, and knowing the destination. Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayaha, that Vishnu's lotus feet is the destination, but I am incapable of doing it because I'm stuck. I have these attachments, I have these material desires, and I shall regulate myself, and I should do regulation so that I may get out of it gradually. So that is the what to speak of sense gratification. We are leading people to no sense gratification. It's diametrically opposite. It's really very challenging. But Prabhupada has given an amazing process where you can attract people with substitutes for sense gratification. Kirtan, Mahaprasadam, DDs, festivals, association of devotees. It's so powerful. And gradually a person can give up that tendency towards sense gratification if he can completely absorb himself in that. And I think our duty is to institute that and provide people the necessary relief from burning sense gratification and lead them into. So true, we have to institute that, and it has to be done very intelligently according to time, place and circumstance. And I think over a period of time we'll be able to do that. We are through a learning curve on the Varnashrama thing. Right? Om Tat Sat, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
So here's Bhakti Vinod Swami Ki. Jai.